Classmates 2. CLIL. Geography. The Water Cycle. Exercise 2.
The Water Cycle. When we think of water, we think of rivers, lakes, and oceans. That's because water covers 70% of the Earth's surface. But water is not always a liquid. It can also be a gas or a solid. Actually, water is always moving and changing, and this process is called the water cycle. It has four main stages. The first stage is evaporation. When sunlight hits water in rivers, lakes, or oceans, it heats the water and changes it into vapor. Water vapor is like a gas that we cannot see, and it rises into the Earth's atmosphere. The next stage usually takes place up in the atmosphere. When the water vapor gets cold, it turns back into a liquid. This is condensation. Then this liquid builds up and makes clouds. When this liquid mixes with tiny particles of dust, salt, or pollution, it turns into drops of rain. And this leads to the third stage, precipitation. This is when water falls from clouds as rain, snow, or hail. Some of this precipitation falls back into bodies of water, like rivers, lakes, or oceans. But some can fall on the land too. Plants and animals can use this groundwater, or it can flow into rivers, lakes, or the oceans. This is the collection stage. Then the water cycle starts all over again.